That's right. That's something we firmly believe, and we want to keep going here at 98.4 Capital FM, Brighter Days. And every Wednesday, we bring in a woman who is doing awesome, awesome things. She's doing crazy, crazy cool things, and we just give respect where respect is due. You don't have to be doing anything massive. Even the smallest, smallest thing can change the world. Cindy,
I feel like last week was just for you. You're like, Tavina, whatever little thing you're
doing. You know what it is, though.
You're doing a good job, love.
No, I refuse to take that, June. I will refuse to take that, because last week we had Janet Mbugua here with us on a Wednesday, and she said, you know what? Even the smallest thing can change something.
Because
we live in a world where we're just like, we're looking at things on our phones and on our TVs and on our computers, and we're like, I haven't even put on a bra today. Like, I have not achieved, I cannot achieve, and it's actually very stressful. Being a woman, being a person, being a creature.
Yeah, a child of God.
A child of something, anything.
The universe.
We don't even name it. Exactly. And it is our Women Crush Wednesday. And I don't believe that just because we define ourselves as women, mm-hmm. we should talk about children or giving birth or mm-hmm. being mothers, because mm-hmm. June, you and I are not. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, Aga Khan University Hospital have a very, very extensive pediatric ward. So if you are a mother and you have a concern about your little one, you can take them to Aga Khan University Hospital mm-hmm. or to one of the many, many outreach clinics. They have pediatric specialists in 16 areas. Well, baby, allergy, chest, neurology, cardiology. It goes on and on and on. We'll be talking a little bit about Aga Khan University Hospital and the brilliant care that they give little people and big people. But you can find out more for yourself at aku.edu/AKUHN. Now, I mean, it just happened to be, and I...
What are the odds, right?
By God's plan. Our guest, our Women Crush Wednesday, had two of her three babies at Aga Khan University Hospital.
Proof.
June.
It's proof.
Please introduce proof. Our special, special guest.
The mother of these babies, ladies and gentlemen, is known as the one and only Caroline Waithera Dungo.
Hello.
She describes herself as a daughter of the Most High God, mother of three, lover of the arts, pivoter.
Yes.
Woohoo! I like
pivoter.
That last one.
It's a good word.
Pivoter. Welcome
it's a good word.
To Capital in the Morning.
Thank you so much, June and Davina. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Glad to be here.
Yes. We're very excited.
Yeah.
We've taken over the studio. Women have. Mm-hmm. Farid has. We've sent him off.
Oh, no.
The future is female.
The future is female, indeed.
Yeah.
So we're very happy to just celebrate all of our fabulosity and have you here with us. So we'll just jump right in and have you just describe yourself in a couple of words, not what we have talked about, but like, you know, the way Kenyans ask you, so who are you? Where do you hail from? Where did you study? Are you thumped? Are you thumped? Do you have education?
Totally.
Tell us a little bit about that so we can get the conversation going.
Fantastic. So let's start from the beginning. I'm a firstborn of three, so one girl, three boys. I'm firstborn of four, me, girl, and then my brothers.
Yes.
So always been surrounded with a lot of male energy. Yeah. My dad's one of my best friends.
Yes.
And my mom, you know, recently passed away, but she was also a very strong influence in my life. So that's where I come from. Mm-hmm. Education, coming from Khalsa Primary School to Nairobi South Primary School, to Nairobi Girls, to Nairobi University, and to Strathmore. So I describe myself as South Sea's finest and born and bred in Nairobi, in Kenya, and very proud of my country. And the point of all this is that I'm a homegrown, modest background. And the point is to say that inawezekana, you can come from modest and humble beginnings and go all the way to the world.
South to Capital FM.
Yes, I love it.
All the way to Capital FM.
FM, exactly.
Now, growing up with three brothers, but you were the firstborn.
Yes.
Did you ever experience that kind of thing like, oh, let your brothers do more than you? Or were your parents very liberal?
My parents were very liberal. Mm. My dad, basically did not make any distinctions between us.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And my mom was actually very particular about me setting a shining example. So she always said that you have to set the example for your brothers. Mm. And so she didn't cut me any slack. In fact, she drove me harder. So all the opportunities, all the responsibilities were mine, and no one expected any less from me.
And funnily enough, with our Women Crush Wednesdays, that's something that's actually come up quite a few times.
Mm. Yes.
How there was no distinction between the genders. Is that something that you have brought to raising your own children?
Absolutely. I think they just, in fact, I lead a very democratic and equal opportunity household.
Oh, I love that.
They think sometimes that, you know, I'm their, I don't know, grandma. You know, yeah. Your grandma, you can get away with murder because they can just talk back to me and debate and everything. But yeah, I mean, two girls, one boy, and they all know they have equal stakes in life, in the game, in my life.
In the democracy that is your home.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. Quick question. Yeah. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Teleporting.
Yes. Are you going backwards or forwards?
I'm going everywhere.
Tell me why.
Well, I describe myself as a Genesis girl, beginning, and also I'm a Revelation girl, the end.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested in very much. So if you look at the sort of literature I read, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. and even now, mm-hmm. it's very much, sometimes very futuristic. So I've been reading a trilogy by N.K. Jemisin. Mm-hmm. It's a trilogy, sci-fi. It's quite bizarre, but the most brilliant read I've had in a long time, and it just takes you everywhere and reimagines the world. And then also things like the Earth series, which is another series that I read when I was very small, and it basically goes back to the beginning. So it's the Valley of the Horses, Clan of the Cave Bear, and what have you. So I'm just very curious about how they lived then, or how it was then, and how it could be, etc.
I'm gonna tether you a little bit to the here and now. we're gonna get into some music, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about your work.
Yes.
And how this random thing that we call gender has affected you or not.
Okay.
Right after this.
Capital FM, Capital FM.
Nice.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. Attached. Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company. Girl, it's obvious, elephant in the room. We're part of it, don't act so confused. And you love starting it, now I'm in the mood. Now we arguing in my bedroom. We play games of love to avoid the depression.
Don't want to miss our coming conversation about tribalism and patriotism and how the two interject or interact. We'll continue that with Carol Ndungu in studio right after this.
It's a candy. I can feel it when you walk. Even when you talk, it takes over me. Yes, I'm candy. I want to know, can you feel it too? Just like I'm
Mothers, daughters, sisters, all of the above. It is Women Crush Wednesday here on 98.4 Capital FM. If you have a little one in your periphery, in your family, anywhere that needs a little bit of help, the Developmental Pediatrics Clinic at Aga Khan University Hospital is brilliant. It is world standard, world class. They have specialists that deal with language disorders, learning disabilities, behavioral difficulties, and sleep problems, because we all have those. But sadly, we're too old to go there. We can go to other wings. aku.edu/AKUHN for more information. Madame Gashui?
Yes, indeed. Address me as Miss Candy, please.
Miss Candy.
I'm just saying, that was like Miss the song Candy. I walk into. It's a song that describes me.
In your head, it
in
plays.
My head.
That's
in
fine.
My head.
You
know what else is
you.
Happening in my head?
Tell me.
I can tell you for a fact, like at this very moment, it is 0 minutes past 8:40. With ABSA Bank.
Sure.
With good health and a solid education, you can help secure the dreams and aspirations of your kids and your family. Get your family a solid education and a medical plan from ABSA Bank. ABSA has shopped around and partnered with the best to bring you the best. So drop by your closest ABSA Bank branch and sign up today. That's Africanacity, Davina. That's ABSA.
That is ABSA. This is 98.4 Capital FM. It is Women Crush Wednesday. We have in studio Carol with an E.
Dungu. Carol with an E.
She was very specific. She's like, I was like, are you Caroline or Carol? She's like, I'm Carol with an E and I'll hear it in your voice. I was like, okay, madam. So anything you tell me, I'm yes, absolutely. I decide. Yeah. Now, you're one of four children, the only daughter. And three brothers, and you have children yourself.
Two girls and a boy.
Yes. Wow, good effort. Two of them born at Aga Khan University Hospital. We did not plan that.
We are doing well so far.
As brilliant as we are. Yeah. How has being a woman, I'm looking at your CV. You have worked with some of the leading companies, industries.
Yes.
How has being a woman affected you, not affected you in your career path?
It has affected me. Actually, you know, when you asked me earlier, I said not really, but then I thought about it a little bit more, and it has affected me. So, you know, my firstborn literally came. I came out of uni and straight into work, PwC, PW then, Pricewaterhouse then.
Shout out.
Yeah. and I got her very early, and I think what that did for me was ground me. It really gave me a sense of, you know, now you're a mother, and that just means that the fuffing around has got to stop. So I think that was one of the key things. That she's my first, and that really, you know, has anchored me. And I would say the other two, both Iggy and Kagush, have also done the same, because with motherhood comes responsibility. I've always had the sense that I will take care of them. Yes, you know, they have their fathers and what have you, but at the end of the day, I felt the responsibility was mine.
As a primary caregiver.
As a primary caregiver, both and resource-wise. So it made me work harder.
Yes.
And yes, it did affect in terms of maybe career progression, because when you do take time out to have babies and to, you know, nurse them, and, you know, when you're on maternity leave, it does impact your career. But what I did do is ensure that every time that happened, I, you know, moved and pushed a little bit, even harder, just to keep the story going. So it's been, it's a mixed blessing, and I think it's a particularly unique experience for mothers, especially if you're going to have a full-on career. And I wouldn't say you can have it all, because it does come at a cost. So you just have to choose what you're going to take in each season of your life, or in each period. And that's kind of what I've kind of had to do throughout my career.
So so you wouldn't say you can have it all. So you would say you can't have it all. You have to choose what you take in each season of your life. I think that's really, really...
Yeah. I think it's you, one must be honest about that. Yeah.
Is that something you're teaching your daughter?
I'm trying very hard to teach my daughters. And of course my son.
Yeah.
Is that priorities that shift?
Priorities shift. And yeah, putting first things first. So for example, I took a sabbatical when I had my third born, because they came very close, the second and third came very close to each other. I was then working at EABL as a task regional marketing
very
manager.
Very good friend of ours here. Yes.
All right, June.
and literally I looked at the whole equation. I said, this is impossible. Two small children and a teenager. She was 14 then, my first. And a job that is this huge. I mean, everything was just, I had four house helps and one and a driver. I had the ratio of people in my household, help in my household was 1-to-1 almost.
Yes.
I said, this is ridiculous. So I actually said, you know what?
Taking the time off.
I need a break. I need a breather. I need to, you know, consolidate this.
And I think even knowing to make that decision, you know, I think being empowered enough to know it's what you're saying, first things first at the time that you're in, in that season of your life, right?
Absolutely.
I don't want to start any fights.
We are ready.
Should I?
Go.
Okay. Was there ever a conversation with your partner that he should maybe take a break?
No, that didn't come up. That didn't come up at all. It was never in scope.
I do preface it with, I don't want to start fights, but I might have. But
one of a family that we met, because I then left the country and went to live in Senegal.
Yeah.
And one of the families that we were friends with there, actually the wife was the primary earner. So she had gone to work, and the husband had come with her. And I thought, and you know, you're from Kenya, and you know, same age as me and everything, so I thought to myself, how come I've never asked for this? So why
do you think that is? You came from a liberal upbringing.
I mean, so socialization and your, we have biases, even unconscious biases, even within ourselves about ourselves, you know. So these are the things you just, unless you're confronted by an example of, well, that looks like me, yet why haven't I chosen that?
Yeah.
You might just live quite happily and accepting that men don't follow women to
post
abroad.
Now, Carol, with an E, the confronting unconscious biases is something that you have actively sought out in these last couple of months with your new project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Now we're introducing Carol with an E, the pivoter. Let's go in.
So let's just, okay. So I've had an interesting journey. I started off in a finance background. So I worked as an auditor, accountant, then moved into marketing. And that's my period in EABL. And then moved, and then also into in Barclays, now ABSA. And then now, you know, so I've constantly disrupted.
Yourself.
Yeah, and disrupted myself so that you don't stay with the same thing for a while. But increasingly towards the last few years, I got like an itch. Is it an itch or a calling or something? Because the how should I say it? the politics, for lack of a better word, of our land really captivated me. And at some point even I had been touted. Actually, I've been an acting governor fake. Acting deputy governor first for Kiambu was acting fake, because it didn't really happen, but you know, the word got out there. And then after that for Nairobi, which was even more shocking, because it was just a casual conversation I was having with a friend.
Are you gonna run for president? Hold up.
So as a result of that, you know, then I started questioning myself, how do I constantly get myself in these mixes? And I'm very interested in how this nation is governed, very interested in how you know, things play out, because it's our country and I love my country. Yeah, I've lived all over the place and I always say, there's no place like home, and I mean it. Yeah, you have to take care of me here. You have to listen to me. I can trip, I can act up. In my own country, I'm a first class citizen. In other places, you have to So anyway, I was going through Twitter the other day, and I see a friend of mine. His name is James Anthony Kariuki Nginyo.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. And he was hosting Baba at his place in Tigoni, and I said to myself, what in the world is going on? I mean, you know, okay, so I'm Kikuyu. Mm-hmm. Baba is Luwabe. We all know this, right? And you asked me a question while we were on break around, you know, tribalism and ethnicity and all that stuff. And we've, for a very long time, we've carried a very negative, we've perpetuated a very negative narrative and carried very negative sentiments and propagated them. I mean, one could say it was competition and therefore justifiable, but at some level, you know, you ask yourself, you know, how did I get here? How did I become a person that repeats things that one can't verify, that are very damaging, and because of what, you know? And so, you know, we've had various conversations. We sat down for lunch with this particular gentleman, and we went through it, and you know, we really had many questions were asked of me. I asked many questions of myself, he asked many questions of me, and I then have subsequently had other conversations. And the thing that stands out the most is that we must confront our prejudices. We cannot continue in this country in the way that we have been, you know, promoting the stuff that serves us at the time at the detriment of the nation. So right now I'm involved in a not-for-profit organization called Ushindi Kenya Network. So the immediate thing is around promoting our preferred candidate to around the mountain first, because that's where the most damage was done. And it, for me, it's almost penance, if I could say that, because how, you know, I'm ashamed. I was actually ashamed of myself when I looked into myself and found the things that were in there. Doing that, and then in due course we shall do other things around nation building. But I think that's the current pivot that I've taken. It's a pivot that is very close to my, shall I say, my purpose. Because I do believe that, you know, we need to create an equal society, a just society. We need to be able to create opportunities. The bourgeoisie, you know, this have a particular responsibility for getting out of their couches and being armchair politicians and get involved in nation building. And some of that also means putting your hand up for leadership. Now, I'm not going for elective post, but I would encourage the people get involved and not just spend time in the pubs and wherever else.
Yeah.
Just talking about how bad it is, because we've got a lot to offer. We've got a lot to offer this space, this political space and this.
I like that the forum for the conversation is there, and it's an honest conversation, because I think conversations have been happening.
Yes.
I mean, even earlier on, we were speaking of a book that I was asking you to read. Called The Havoc of Choice by Wanjiru Okoinange, who's now of a Bookbank and renovating the Macmillan Library. She came in.
Yeah.
And even just the reaction from that book is what we were speaking of. And because it does confront you to challenge yourself and these things that we've heard over and over and over, and we can't blame anybody else for the positions or the narratives or the beliefs that we think we now have because of so and so. It's really a personal journey that each of us need to take, but it's scary. Let's just call it what
it's
it is.
It's scary, but it's almost like once you start, you know, it becomes much easier. You know, facing your fears and actually walking into them. You know, I never thought I would be on national radio having a conversation like this.
International.
Hello.
Universal.
Universal. Call Senegal, even
So but it's actually not that difficult once you start. It's, you know, to take the first step is the challenge, but once you do it, and now kudos, I'm of the age where I have a millennial, I have a 26-year-old. If I don't take care of business, I'm going to be passing on this prejudice to them and her choices. Well, of course, they'll be
independent ones.
Yeah,
but
you know, she will grow up with negative role modeling if I don't fix it. So,
but are you not seeing in your millennial daughter, more of a
maybe this is a generalization, but more of a kind of an openness to dialogue, to see difference, and to not label or point fingers. Whereas there's you,
yes,
the generation above, and yes, then the generation above that.
Yes.
I'm sure your mother, rest in peace, but your parents,
yeah,
they had a very, very different view to what you're now giving yourself in terms of homework. It's a generational thing,
it's
this
a generational
acceptance
thing,
to look,
yes,
at.
Yes, for sure she's
labels,
not taking things wholesale, mm-hmm, from me. Mm-hmm. We've had phenomenal arguments. We, Jerry and
really?
I can really go, yeah.
Yeah.
But
is she more like you?
Oh,
she's you see yourself,
yeah,
in Jerry.
Yeah, for sure.
Mothers are so special.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know why we fight. You are the exact photocopy.
Exactly.
The reason
exactly.
I'm fighting is because you're now just having an
yes,
argument with
yourself. Yeah.
Definitely more liberal, more questioning, very granular. Don't tell me you're going to make things better. How?
Yes.
Like, give me the actual how.
Important.
So they're demanding real answers to the questions that they're asking. And if you don't, they're exposed now. They've been around the world, the internet, you know, schooling. It's no longer that cloistered space. So they've seen different things. They know different.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course, as our Woman Crush Wednesday today,
yes,
as
yes.
our Woman Crush, you are doing amazing things. But what, I don't want to start a fight.
Yes, you do. Yeah, everybody
no,
says that. Says
no.
Like, I want to do this,
like,
but
with all due respect,
but, right?
Sentence, which means I'm just about to insult you.
Kindly answer me this.
Yes.
How? Because I love the premise.
Yeah.
I love the premise. I think it's all about connection. It's about relationships. It's about stripping down,
yeah,
and being vulnerable.
Yeah.
We are just all humans.
Correct.
We bleed the same blood.
Right, exactly.
We live, we die, we eat in between.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How? What do you say to people who are saying this is just another fancy way of ascribing to your preferred candidate?
This intelligent yama around blood and this and that.
No, this not for profit to open up this discourse about tribalism, patriotism. I'm distrusting
just,
by nature.
Just go.
Are you leading me into this pen?
Yes.
With the belief that, oh no, we're going to have a really nice conversation. It's going to be all inclusive, but actually, at the end, you're just going to ask me
vote
for my
June.
Vote.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, that's a very good question, and it was Jerry who actually said this. Make sure that this time round, you're not getting high on your own supply. You know, working yourself.
Your nature's intense. Oh my days.
Working yourself into another. So the first thing I do is I examine myself. I mean, that and, you know, opening up myself like this in public to the world.
It's a lot, yeah.
Is a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if I was just, you know, being coy and clever and whatever about it, I probably would do that in covertly.
Pay someone to do it.
Pay someone to do it,
behind the scenes.
I wouldn't bring my person into it, yeah. Mm. But I've also, you know, come to a place of saying, I'm moving from success to significance, and this is significant for me, and so I'm putting my face, my voice, my heart, and if you know, and hopefully, you know, through conversations like this where we examine it, I mean, the work to be done is a lot, etc., but you will begin to see, and people will begin to see, that there is a heartbeat to this country that is beyond just, you know, cheap politics or cheap or money, that is to do with, let's get things done, let's build a country that we can all be proud of. Let's all my life I have been about building meaningful things, whether it's families or it's businesses or brands or whatever. I mean, so I have a track record for honesty and for doing what I say I'm going to do. I don't think you know, you can trust me with the next part is kind of what I'd offer, and let's walk it. Let's test it and see.
Gosh, you know, I didn't shave my
legs
for Women Crush Wednesday.
Have you been led into the tent? She's like, I'm just walking.
No,
in.
Everything
not
is goosebumps.
Arms, open heart.
No, you know I'm disgusting, June. You know that about me. But everything is goosebumpy.
It is,
and that is. I mean, that is what we do at Women Crush Wednesday. We just.
It's goosebumpy.
You know? It
it's
is. It's goosebumpy. We like our. We like everything erect.
I love
it.
Let's really talk. You know.
Yeah. It's important.
What's the point?
It's
you know,
important.
If you're gonna go on, you know, wear a mask and a veneer all your life,
yeah,
and never really live your,
yeah,
purpose. What is that thing? Simon Sinek. Okay. So yeah. Can I plug Simon Sinek?
Go ahead.
Having
do it.
Having Just Cause.
Yes.
I mean, so it's this Infinite Game. It's a book he's written. I haven't read it all, but I've listened to the podcast. And it's about the Infinite Game, and he says, you know, to play the Infinite Game is to understand that there is no winning. You know, it's always about the next thing.
Consistently.
It's consistently playing. Just playing, playing.
It's about getting better at playing.
Getting better at playing. And but he says the one way, and to do that, you have to have the capacity for existential flexibility. I know.
My God, I love this woman.
But the point is that you cannot constantly reinvent yourself or redefine yourself if you don't have a just cause, because the just cause is what's going to
drive you.
Yeah. And you know, when it's tough and painful, you're going to be able to sit with it because you know why you're doing what you're doing.
You know,
I think
I have. Yeah, I know. This is I'm saying amen inside because I think I do know what my just cause.
You know
is.
What your just cause
I just
is?
Found it not too long ago, but I know what my just cause. Especially when I feel the pain and I'm still going. Going at it.
Okay.
So I think that's a beautiful share. That's a beautiful share.
Yeah.
We asked you to share some songs with us.
Yes.
The first one we played was Cameo.
Yes.
Are we going to play one more?
In the next hour,
we'll play one more. Which one are we
for
playing?
You.
So we can tell people to get their dancing shoes on. It's time for you to get, you know, you've just
let
arrived
the music
at your
play.
Office.
Let the music play.
Let's see which one is on the deck.
We're actually going to be asking people to choose what we'll be singing.
We're going to be singing. We do a community karaoke, or at least a breakfast show crew does.
I can't sing. Are you one of the can singers or can't?
I believe
she's
I
a can.
Ooh,
singer.
She's
right.
going to sing with us.
I'm outnumbered. That's coming up in the next hour. Carol with an E, the pivoter with a capital P, is going to stay and sing with us.
Yes.
Get your request. She's like, I am. Get your requests in. Ladies, it's Women Crush Wednesday, so we should sing a song by a woman, by a mum. All of these brilliant, brilliant goosebumpy things.
Yeah.
And just quickly tell us where we can find you, where our listener can find you, could carry on this conversation, follow your work.
Yeah, so on Twitter, I'm at Caroline W. Ndongo. I'm also on Facebook as Carol Ndongo and on Instagram. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so you can find me on all
these places.
Wonderful. Daughter
would be
around. Caroline.
So, again, so there's Carol and Caroline. Carol with an E. Always with an E. Yeah, and Caroline.
So the people who are suggesting the songs, so Minute Maid, of course, comes through all the time.
All the time.
Moms use this for their kids. Mm-hmm. I know your kids are old enough now, but like Nutri Defenses and all these wonderful things that are in these juices are something that mothers will rely on to partner with them to nurture and grow their kids. So even as we celebrate women and mothers, see, you can send us some suggestions. We may not sing it today, but at least tomorrow.
Tweet us at 984 in the morning. Hey, we did that together.
Well done.
Oh my
Daddy.
God, we're syncing.
Look at that. It's only been 3 days.
Straight after this. Gross. We are gross.
Tired in traffic? Grab some Minute Maid Nutri Defense juice before you start your day.
We should have done that one too.
Nurture the moment.
No laughing. We sound like drowning cats.
No talking.
Sorry.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name, and I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind, no rain. Winter's cold. Can't stop me, baby. Oh, baby.
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 If you're my call. Follow the sun wherever it leads. But remember, you should fall short of your desires. Remember, life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my loving, Davina, one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips
I used to touch yours so tenderly. Just remember what I told you. The day I set you free.
Let's go!
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no mountain low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. No mountain high enough. Nothing can keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough.
Okay. Ooh, instrumental.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ooh, ooh. Ain't no mountain low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you.
I'm just gonna do this. Hang on a second. Just wait. No matter where you are, no matter
this time,
far, better.
Worry, baby.
We need to shout. Carol's looking confused.
You know what happened?
We need to shout. Praise be.
This was for one boy.
Now this is happening.
We needed to give her a song that we could talk the whole
ain't
song.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
That's true.
Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free. Yeah. You told me you could always count on me.
And from that day on, I made a vow I'll be there in a hurry.
Someday the world. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
No way!
No
rain!
No rain! Can't stop me, baby!
You know I'm gonna tell her right now, right?
Cause you
okay, I'm gonna. Okay, that's your Women Crush Wednesday community karaoke! Say bye. Carol, say bye.
Goodbye.
Bye!
Goodbye,
baby.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, baby.
It was so you have to say it to Diana Ross. And if you should ever miss my voice, catch us on Catch Up Radio.
And Carol, if you ever need to come back to Capital FM, you know where we are, baby.
I know where you are. And ain't no mountain. And ain't no building.
Ain't
you
no
know?
River.
Ain't no river. Come on, sister.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no valley.